Great Country Q94. We are back with Sarah Harrelson here on your radio tour. You're winding everything up, ready to get back to Nashville. I'm sure you said you were gone for 2 weeks,
yes.
Which, you know, you can see a lot of the country in 2 weeks.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can do a lot of driving, too.
lots of contemplating all your life decisions and the way the world works, right?
Well, the great thing is you can come up with a lot of great song ideas while you're on the road, too. So it's not all that bad.
No. And of course, one thing I wanted to touch base on is you were touring internationally in Eastern Europe last year. How did that come about?
Yeah. What's crazy is I've always been, you know, touring around in the States, but never thought that country music could take me to another country, especially not Eastern Europe of all places. I didn't even know country music was a thing there, but I got to tour there last year, and that was a cool opportunity. A musician hired me to sing on a song that was a Bulgarian hit in the 90s, and he did an English country version. So I sent him my vocals for that. A few months later, he said, "This song is taking off in Bulgaria. Would you like to come perform it with me here with an international symphony and do a whole tour with me?" And, you know, it's one of those things you can't even believe it's real. So me and my husband, who is a drummer and my drummer, went out there and toured with a Bulgarian band to play my music and that song. And it was just such an amazing experience.
It's crazy how, you know, just through networking and you wind up in Bulgaria. It kind of did make me think of like how the Backstreet Boys got really famous in Germany first.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe maybe that's the new trajectory again.
I guess I'm going to get all my fans in Bulgaria.
Go the back. Hey, I mean, it worked out well for the Backstreet Boys. Well, I want to get to this. You have your new single out right now. It's called Denim. Talk about this song and where it came from and how, you know, you decided on this being the radio single.
Absolutely. Yeah, I co-wrote that with my Synapse Publishing and Entertainment label mate, Delaney Ann. She has her song, This Ain't Country Club, out right now. And Denim was actually her idea, but we wanted to write the song about the, you know, very trendy fabric, but it's about this girl whose ex-boyfriend is now with someone who's trying to dress him up in suits and tell him how to dress, and the ex is just like, "Hey, honey, you need to get back to your roots. Dress what you're comfortable in and what you look good in," and that's Denim. And it's just a fun and sassy song. Dale Pinner produced it. He's produced music for Nickelback and Loverboy. And he did such a great job on it.
Yeah, and we're going to play that coming up, but it's been great having you with us. It's been so much fun. Best of luck on your travels back to Nashville. What is next? You know, do you have anything fun lined up? I mean, it is almost winter, you know, not
Absolutely.
Exactly the fun season.
Yeah, I'll be doing some shows in the new year, and you can also look forward to a documentary I'm going to be a part of next year. It's called Women Behind the Lyrics. It's in the pre-production phase right now, and it's about four women, including myself, from different backgrounds. Most of us are in Nashville, and we'll be on the road touring, and it'll be a great look into what it's like being a woman in the music industry out on the road.
Which, you know, you and I had talked about this alongside the person traveling with you about how few women there are in radio, in publishing,
Absolutely.
In records, and how difficult it can be sometimes for women artists to kind of find that person to, like, relate to them. Even, you know, I have this conversation with a lot of my male counterparts, like, you don't get the anxiety that we do when you walk into a room full of men. Like, are there going to be creepy comments made? Are there going to be, like, weird stares? Is this going to be awkward? Like, men don't have to deal with that.
Absolutely.
There's something only we have to deal with.
And I think it's so important to shed light on, especially in country music, where radio is dominated by a lot of male artists, and it's harder for female artists to get their music out there. So it's been great working with a female-owned publisher and label and being a part of this documentary and even meeting radio hosts like yourself who are women, because you don't see that a lot in the music industry. And I'm also a producer as well, and there's not as many female producers in the music industry. So I just love shedding light on the need for more females being present in country music and supporting other women.
Yeah, and it's great to see that kind of collaborative effort. Can't wait to see the documentary. It should be great. So thanks, everybody, for listening and hanging out with us. Sarah Harrelson, thanks for stopping by. And again, I'm sure you're on social media. Do your shout out where people can find your stuff.
Yes, you can find me, saraharrelson.com. Harrelson is H-A-R-R-A-L-S-O-N. And you can find me on social media at Sarah Harrelson on most socials.
All right. Well, here's the song we've been talking about. It's your current radio single. It's Denim here on Q94.